Boston firefighter Michael Kennedy has been laid to rest. Kennedy died alongside Fire Lieutenant Edward Walsh last week in a 9-alarm blaze in the Back Bay. Walsh was buried Wednesday, and yesterday, thousands of mourners lined the streets of West Roxbury as Kennedy's casket made its way to Holy Name Church. WBUR's David Scharfenberg was there.
The bagpipes played for a second straight day. Once more, thousands of firefighters in deep blue suits and white gloves lined the streets. A city and a region again mourned the death of a Boston firefighter. And this day of grievous repetition was especially poignant here in West Roxbury.
It was just a few years ago there was a big fire here. A couple of firefighters died.
That's Brian O'Malley, who lives near a restaurant that burned down 7 years ago.
The fact those guys came out there and knocked out that fire and put their lives on the line, you gotta respect that.
The funeral for one of the firefighters who died in 2007 was at West Roxbury's Holy Name Church. Yesterday, its pews were filled again. Hundreds there to remember firefighter Michael Kennedy, who died last week at age 33. Up front, the Reverend John Ooney spoke to Kennedy's family about the weight of a second funeral in as many days.
To do that once is enough. Emotionally, I don't know, last night I was just exhausted. You don't even realize how tired. I can only imagine where you guys are with your exhaustion.
Ooney and everyone who spoke remembered Kennedy as a man of service. He served in Iraq with the Marines. As a firefighter, he raised money for burn victims and volunteered as a big brother. But family also remembered Kennedy as a prankster, an entertainer, a man of great energy. Here's his cousin Davin Kennedy at the funeral.
My cousin was a snowboarder, golfer, skydiver. He also played softball on the Firefighters Beer League, I'm sure, which his mom said was a lot of fun to watch, but his sister could throw better.
Later, the president of the International Association of Firefighters presented Kennedy's father, Paul, with the Gold Medal of Honor, the union's highest commendation. Paul held that medal high in the air to the applause of the assembled and placed it on Kennedy's coffin. Then, firefighters performed a centuries-old bell ceremony, a final call for a fallen comrade. After the funeral, firefighters lifted Kennedy's coffin onto Engine 33, and once again, they took a brother off to be buried. The crowd eventually dispersed, drifted away to buses and bars, and on a side street, a limo driver pulled out his saxophone and played for passersby. Oh, Danny Boy, a mournful Irish tune, and a familiar one. Just a day before, another fallen firefighter left another funeral to the same song. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.